You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning to all of our wonderful family at WCNO. So glad you're listening this morning. It is right now about 1 minute or so after 11 o'clock. And we have a packed studio. Yippee! That's great. A lot of our friends are here this morning. We have some great things to share with you. We're going to be connecting with some other guests this morning as we move along. And looks like even Ma and Pa are going to figure out how to connect in with us this morning.
Absolutely.
So welcome, David and Karen. And Aiden. Aiden, where are you, Aiden?
There he is.
Pull your chair up there. Hi. So at least if we... There we go. We need a few more mics for the multitude. And we have the multitude around here in the studio. We also have Todd with us. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you.
We're so glad that you are here today. And we also have Barry and Laura, who are with us from Taken TV.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. That would not be Barry. That would be Laura.
And this is Barry. Good morning.
This is Barry. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to start the morning just welcoming each of you, but we also want to welcome the Holy Spirit to guide us today as we have a lot of great news to share with you and great guests and some great testimonies, and we're excited about all of that. Father, we rejoice today. This is a beautiful day. It's a day the Lord has made. We lift up every one of our listeners. We pray for your peace, for your power, and your presence to be with them. Guide us during this one-hour program. Thank you for the opportunity of being here with our listeners, and thank you, Father, for Treasure Coast Christian Alliance and their support as underwriters of this program as well. We welcome your presence. Amen. 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 All right. We are getting ready for prayer and share team.
Yes, we are.
This is our in-house team. And starting when, David?
Well, we're going to be starting bright and early. Actually, it won't be bright, but it will be early on Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Coming Monday, the 4th of October. And we will be on the air from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. every weekday. We won't do the weekends. So for 2 weeks, from the 4th through the 15th. And it will be a tremendous opportunity to tune in. You know, tune in, even if, you know, maybe you're not in a position to donate. That's, you know, we got so much more going on. You can hear about God's ongoing vision for this ministry. You're going to hear wonderful testimonies, great God stories. You're going to hear about people you need to hear about, as well as the ongoing sharing of what God's doing here at WCNO. Exciting, I'm telling you what. If I weren't old, no, I'm not really old. My wife keeps saying, I'm only a year younger. Don't say I'm old. But the point is, I'm so passionate about this, I just can't hold it in.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Karen, we have mailed out a lot of letters, and you know, hopefully, a number of our listeners, at least a few thousand, several thousand, have received those letters. Tell us what those letters are for, and what if someone has not received a letter? How can they be a part of Prayer and Share and a part of this great ministry?
Well, you know, we send out the letter to let you know that the fundraiser is coming up, and always have a word from the scripture, and just letting you know just great things that the Lord is doing here and around the world. And the purpose of the letter is to, you know, actually ask for your donations. You know, this is a listener-supported station, and we rely pretty much solely on the listener's support to keep the ministry going. So with your letter, there would be a donation card enclosed there, as well as a return envelope. And you could fill out that card, return that with your donation or your pledge, and help us to achieve the goal that we have of $205,000 to keep the ministry going for another 6 months. And we've already heard back from many of our listeners already. Even within a couple of days of the letter going out, we mailed it on a Tuesday, and I think we already had returned letters in the mail by Friday with donations. So we appreciate those that are, you know, right hot off the press.
Well, it's very beneficial for us to hear from as many of you early as possible, because we are going to obviously include every one of those donations during Prayer and Share, and we will be reading off and you know, the amounts, and recognizing their prayer requests, their praise reports that come in with those donations that we've already received. But as we read them, they will go into the tally. So we're not starting. Mm-hmm. We're going to start Monday morning, 7 a.m. We're going to start 7 a.m. in the morning, and we will start out that morning with whatever's come in that morning, and then we'll start adding in as we move through the week. So you may have sent in a donation of you know, $5 or $50 or $100, $500, whatever. But whatever you sent in becomes a part of this ministry and the outreach that takes place here on a daily basis, 24 hours a day. And so your participation in prayer during this time is imperative, because we want the Holy Spirit to guide every one of our family in how you're to give. And I believe this is a Spirit-led ministry. I'm confident it is. And God will provide for all of your needs and our needs. And so we're not going to tell you what to do. We're just going to ask that you seek the Holy Spirit if this ministry has touched your life in some way. And God has used the word, whether it's through the programs, where there's preaching, there's teaching, or through the music, whatever has touched your life, if God has used this ministry, then ask the Lord what he would have you do. And if we get finished early, David.
If we get finished early, you know what will happen?
We'll be finished.
Well, there's certainly Amen. That. And nap time will resume for many of us. But we'll also get back to regular programming. Because
exactly.
we have to preempt some of the programs in order to be on the air with you and bring this fundraiser. But yes, if we get done early.
So it doesn't have to take 2 weeks is what I'm wanting
to say.
Oh, it
does not.
No.
In fact, if I may be so bold as to say, it should not.
Yeah, it should not. Yeah, it should not. But anyhow, we will be reading as much as possible. We do have some angel donations, so some of those people do not want their first name read. We don't read last names. And, of course, no one's giving for their glory. We understand that. But yeah. I know a lot of times people are listening. They're taking notes as we move along through the week. And we will be preempting some programs. But we should mention, Karen, that if someone misses the program in the morning, what can they do?
They can tune in that same evening at the same time.
Same time. So if it's a 7:15 program, mm-hmm. you can tune in 7:15 p.m., and you'll be able to pick that up. And so if they're local programs, they're on demand anyway. You're able to pull those up.
Right.
David, how are some of the ways people can give? Let's just cover that real quick. And
There are several avenues for giving, Jonathan. The first is you can make a call to the radio station at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. And during the day, between the weekdays between 9 and 11, or, you know, of course, during prayer and share, we'll be here pretty much all day. And you can give a, or pledge then. You can also go online to WCNO.com. On the homepage, you'll see a Donate Here button, and when you click on that, you'll get some very user-friendly pages where you can either make a bank card donation or a pledge, which is a promise to send the money when you can. You can also text, and this is like we're into the second year of texting now, where you can text WCNO to 24365. And then using a bank card, either debit or credit, you can make a donation. You put in a comment there. You can also go in, you'll get a website you can go to after that so you can manage your donation. And those are the significant ways. You can also come by the station.
We have some
while
people.
We're open during the broadcast hours and donate. I keep inviting people every year to leave a 30-gallon trash bag stuffed with $50 and $100 bills, tightly rolled, of course. Done that yet, but, you know, I'm a man of hope and faith, and
there
so someday
so
that'll
ready.
Happen. Right.
We're ready, and, you know, some years we've had people who have given enough to completely complete prayer and share. At least one year, I believe that happened, where maybe a donation of more than $50,000 was given at one time. And so do not think if you have a significant gift that that would not be a tremendous blessing. And, of course, don't think if your gift is, you know, the widow's two mites, as it were, that is insignificant, because God looks at the heart. This is not about, you know, who can be the biggest giver. We're not going to be comparing ourselves amongst ourselves, but we are trusting God.
Amen.
And we are listener supported. Thank you, Karen, for pointing that out. And the support of our family is very important. And so we're now, you know, 31 years plus as we're moving ahead here. God has provided for this ministry. And our desire, as you're going to hear today with our guests that are going to be on air today, our desire is to lift Jesus Christ up first and foremost, and to allow the Holy Spirit to do that as the Holy Spirit desires to, using different voices, different individuals, different gifts, different ministries. And we do not all sing the same song the same way, at the same beat. And just ask J-Dub about that, because J-Dub will come in and be like,
yeah, man.
He'll be in here, and I can't wait to get him in here, you know. But, you know, J-Dub will come in, and, you know, he'll be speaking to a little different generation. And, you know, there's nothing like letting the Holy Spirit use the gifting, using the life, and using the story. And, Todd, I think you're going to talk a little more about that in a little bit when we get into your story. All right, we are going to once again remind you that this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We're going to let Ma and Paul share a little bit with us for just a moment, and then we're going to get right into our guest, Todd Shoemaker, who is with us this morning, who has an amazing stash of awards that God has blessed. God has added his favor to the life story that you have, Todd, and God has worked through this, and I can't wait to get into that. We'll get into it in just a moment. And since I was out earlier today, I'm not even sure what Ma and Paul are going to be sharing with us today, but we're going to find out if we can just get them to a microphone and get the message out. Well, several months ago, we listened to Ma and Paul as they discussed the resignation of the longtime pastor of Bickers Corner Community Church. Pastor Breckenridge was called to move on to exercise his ministry in another congregation. A gifted interim pastor was selected to guide the congregation through the season of the search for a new spiritual leader. A pulpit committee was formed, and Ma and Paul, being known as mature Christians, lay leaders, were invited to join the committee. This committee has been diligent in their work. Before they could call a new pastor, they had to develop a profound prayer life together so that they would be in unity with God's vision for the mutual ministry of their church. A clear grasp of this vision would enable them to identify God's choice for their next pastor. There were many applicants for the committee to consider, and they eventually whittled the list down to three. The pulpit committee meets tonight to select one of them to be their new pastor.
So, Ma, I got a lot on my mind about our meeting tonight. You might, too. Maybe we could talk about it some.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Pa. We got three tough choices to look at.
Yeah, we do. Oh, and that makes it tougher. All them folks at the church what put in their orders.
What you mean, orders?
Well, you know, Ma, like the kind of things they want in a new pastor. Like this one. He needs to be such a powerful preacher that even the devil himself will want to be a Christian. Or he must be an effective fundraiser so we can have $1 million in the bank. Oh, and this one always gets me. He can preach up a storm and not sweat.
You're right, Pa. We've all heard some pretty outlandish expectations for our next pastor. Kind of makes you wonder how many of our members have a stunted spiritual development.
Yeah. You know, but the bottom line for the committee is to pick the man that God wants.
Of course. But you and I know that. Just looking at these three finalists, we're going to have to get into a heap of praying for sure. I mean, they all look really good. Each have a bunch of spiritual gifts that fit our congregational profile.
You know, since we're talking right now, why don't we take a look at these fellers and see if the Lord speaks to us?
All right, Pa. Get your list of finalists.
Okay. Let me get to the right page. Here we are. Okay. First feller is the Reverend Dr. Emmett Q. Spacklinger. He's 57 years old, seminary trained, served seven congregations over the last 30 years. He says he gets a church strong and then he leaves to help another one.
We liked this feller because he might be able to get us financially strong.
True enough. But you know, when he preached for us, I thought his sermon just flew over everybody's heads. He used a lot of multiple cylinder. I was working on the truck the other day, but I meant to say multiple syllable words I'd never heard before. In fact, I wrote down one of the statements he made. In our understanding of the Christ event, we unequivocally apprehend this unique soteriological manifestation as God's singular expression of love as ontological necessity.
Oh, good grief, Pa. I had nearly forgotten just how he expressed himself. When he finished that sermon, I knew less about God than when he started.
Yeah, you know, that's my thought, too. We got accustomed to Pastor Breckenridge's Bible-based sermons. I don't know if Dr. Spacklinger can preach a sermon we can understand.
Good point. So who's next?
Well, this feller, Reverend Archibald P. Groudingly. He's also seminary trained, 40 years old, served two congregations in a 15-year period. He says he started schools at both of his churches, K through 12. At heart, he's an educator.
Well, that's a good thing. But there's already two churches with schools in our area. We have maybe, about, 20 kids in our church?
That's about right.
But their folks couldn't afford any tuition. I don't see us building a school anytime soon.
Oh, me neither. But I believe he made the list of finalists because we could use more adult education. Our profile said we wanted to improve discipleship training.
Well, if we choose him, that question needs to be asked. We sure don't want our church spending money on something we don't really need.
For sure, Ma. I mean, the government's doing plenty of that already.
Now, Pa, let's not stray into talking politics.
Okay, Ma. But the other concern I got with this feller is his sermon style. He must have had a bad case of post-nasal drip or something. Several times during his sermon, he'd do this. I found that to be very distracting.
Yeah, I did too. Wow, why one time I thought he was going to inhale that microphone right up his nose.
So did our sound guy. He had a look on his face that said, well, there goes a $500 microphone.
Now that you mention it, our first candidate, Dr. Spacklinger, he was having trouble with that sound also.
Well, that's because he kept wandering all over the stage. But the mic was fixed at the pulpit. Kind of reminded me of a pregnant goat looking frantically for a place to give birth.
Well, with all these candidates, we only seen them one time. And you know, we can't always go with first impressions.
Maybe. You know, but I'm thinking it would be a triumph over hope over experience.
All right, let's talk about this third candidate, Reverend Ian Collier. My, ain't he a young one?
Yeah. Says here he just turned 30 years old. He didn't do seminary, but his home church called him to preach. He's been in their youth minister now for 5 years.
He's so different from the others. I can't remember just why we kept him on the list.
I believe it was a Holy Spirit thing, Ma. I mean, on paper, he can't hold a candle to the other fellers. They have more experience and education. But Ian has a passion for Jesus the others don't seem to have.
You know, I remember having a stirring in my spirit when he preached. I wanted to jump up from the pew and hit the streets looking for the lost so I could tell them about Jesus.
Oh, me too. And another thing, we know that God is moving to bring about an explosive revival in America and the world. We got to ask for God's guidance tonight when we make the choice for our next pastor. Because we need God's man to lead us into this season of revival.
I know that's true, Pa. The pulpit committee's been doing a heap of prayer to know God's will for the next pastor. And I got to tell you, in my heart, I already got a warm feeling for that young feller.
Yeah, me too. Well, we got to trust God to speak to all of us tonight. You know, we got some crusty old traditionalists on the committee. Well, they'd probably have trouble with Jesus if he showed up.
You mean they wouldn't recognize the unique soteriological manifestation?
Ma, now watch yourself. You could hurt yourself with all them syllables.
Well, the pulpit committee will have to be listening carefully to the Holy Spirit tonight. Ma and Paul understand the unique place the body of Christ is in today. With God moving to bring about his promised revival, every church must have anointed leadership. God is preparing his people to enter a season of great harvest of souls, and we have to be ready. God is strengthening all those who are listening to him. It's important that all of us pray for the leaders in all of our churches. Pray that they will both listen to God and transmit what they hear to their people. The time is now.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Ma and Paul, for coming by and sharing with us a little bit about what's going on over at Bickers Corner. If your church, your congregation, or you have been through a season of change, transition, such as Bickers Corner, you know that this is something a congregation needs to really seek God about when a congregation is looking at new leadership. And, of course, I believe the individual that's looking to come to a city needs to be led of the Holy Spirit as well and know that God has a call on their life to do that. Once again, this is Wednesday Live, and I have with me in the studio Barry and his wife Laura, they're with Taken TV, and I also have Todd Shoemaker. And Barry, why don't you just introduce our guest, and we're going to hear a bit from Todd this morning.
Okay, well, so excited to introduce Todd Shoemaker. He's got quite a testimony, and I was at a Christian Film Festival about a month ago or so and picked up a ton of awards for the documentary about Todd's miraculous healing and his life. And so just so proud, so excited and proud to be a friend of his, and so glad he's here.
Welcome, Todd. Tell us, give us a little oversight of your life. We were talking earlier about the importance of the God story in our own life, and you have a huge one.
Well, just to give you...
Want to pull that mic right up to your mouth there.
Yep. To give you guys just a cliff note version, for 17 and a half years, I dealt with multiple life-threatening health issues, everything from cancer, Parkinson's, myasthenia gravis, and a host of other things. And on November 3rd of 2019, with just 2 weeks to live, I was asked to come to a prayer meeting with Dr. Crandall under a tent. And my wife and I really went to pray for others, because at that point we're like, okay, 2 weeks, my body was just tired.
Yeah.
You know, after 17 and a half years of just being beat up, I was just ready to go home. And so we went to pray for some other folks who needed some major miracles in their lives. And that night, God chose to heal me completely of everything that I was dealing with.
Praise God.
I was down to 112 pounds at that point. I couldn't talk. I hadn't eaten solid foods in 3.5 years. Mm. And God just that night did a major miracle, and a group of folks decided they thought the story was something that needed to be turned into a movie. So here we are.
tell us what's happened with the movie. Where are you in production and what's taking place?
Well, the movie's called Dead Man Running, the Todd Shoemaker Story. And we will be releasing that on November 17th of this year. So just a few months away. And we're just going to release it. We were sharing earlier, you know, I never want to charge for my story, because all I did was show up to a meeting and God did what God does.
Amen.
So we're going to release it probably through multiple media platforms, but it will never, you know, nobody will ever have to pay, you know, to see our movie. I should say, if you want to see the movie before November 17th, you can see it on October 15th at the Treasure Coast International Film Festival. They're going to be sharing that in the movies, but obviously they charge, and
right,
there's not a whole lot we can do about that.
Right.
But yeah, so I mean, God's just continuing to bless. God's continuing to bless this this story. Barry was so helpful to us. There was a film festival content 2021 that was held last month, and I had just gotten over a viral infection, so I couldn't go. So I'm like, hey Barry, if we happen to win anything, can you pick up the awards? Well, I think Barry got a lot of praise. God, Barry got a lot of exercise that night, because we were up for 6 awards. We won all 6 of those.
Wow.
And then we were actually named best documentary at the film festival, so that added 7 to the list.
Praise God. That is awesome. So you've had tremendous healing, not only in your life, but others are being encouraged to believe God and are receiving as well.
Yeah, I mean, we several months ago, Dr. Crandall had an event at a church down in Lake Worth, a night of healing and prayer, and a friend of mine pulled me aside and said, hey, I've got a friend that's here, and I want you to meet her. I've told her all about your story. So introduced me to this young lady, and she's like, oh, tell me your story. And I said, well, I'm just about to go on stage. So I said, let me give you like a minute, 2-minute version. I never prayed over her. I never laid hands on her. But the next day, I get a call that after I had walked away, this young lady looked over to this woman that she didn't know and said, I don't know what that man just did, but I've had back issues for, I don't know, like 15, 20 years. And she goes, I'm not in any pain for the first time in all those years. So it's just the power of the testimony.
Praise God.
You know, we think we have to do all this stuff, and God's going, just share what I did in your life.
Amen. That's powerful. That is powerful. I'm hopeful that Barry, you and your wife, as well as Todd, you can stick around and stay with us. We are going to see if we can connect with our friends that are involved with Church United and see if we can bring them in. And we will probably bounce back and forth a little bit here this morning. Yeah. Barry, first, why don't you share with us what you and your wife and your ministry does and how people can get connected with you?
Okay, sure. We are, our ministry is Taken Network. That's the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network, and it can be seen on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon, Fire Stick. It also can be seen, you can go right on the web to takennetwork.tv. But the exciting thing that's about to happen is we are actually going to be merging with another opening network, and that's called WIN TV, World Inspiration Network. And we're so excited to be joining up with WIN TV probably around the first of the year. But WIN TV is going to be a global worldwide network that will connect channels and so forth all across the globe into one platform. So we'll have sports, we'll have movies, we'll have TV shows, we'll have documentaries. All that will be available on one platform called WIN TV, And just be praying, just be in prayer for us, because we're hoping to launch this the first of the year, and it's going to be really exciting. It'll be one of the biggest and most exciting networks that that's been put out for the kingdom. So just be in prayer for us.
That sounds fantastic. Let me see if I can get a hold of Tim and see if we can find out what's going to be happening down in South this coming week. It's going to be on the 6th, so let's see if we can reach out and see if this phone call goes through. Hopefully it will. Good morning.
Hey, Jonathan. How are you?
Is this Tim? We're live on air right now, Tim. If
this is me.
Good deal. Let's talk about what's coming up down south. I just mentioned a little bit that Church United is sponsoring a tremendous event, and so tell us about it. Tell us how people can get involved, and what God's put on your heart this morning.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. Super excited to tell you guys about something that's happening for pastors and ministry leaders. You know, for years, probably decades, pastors have been very anecdotal in the way that they describe what's happening in the community around them. They've told the stories. They've, you know, I like to refer to it as almost the offering setup. If you're a pastor, you'll understand that. But you're trying to come up with a great story about something that God's doing, and you'll use the story to basically motivate people to get more active in the church. And those days are now gone. And one of the things that Church United has been really excited about is that they've partnered with an organization called Barna. And Barna is a great organization that does a lot of data analytics and research across the country. Barna is for sure, you know, I would equate them as the Gallup poll of the church. And they have created an entire suite of tools and capabilities that any church across South Florida can use and unlock. And so what's really great about it, Jonathan, and for your listeners, is that not only can churches unlock the power and harness the data, they can know what's happening in their community. And so on October 6th, just next Wednesday, we are having a big event down at Calvary Chapel in Fort Lauderdale. And this event is about the state of South Florida. We actually have Barna's president, David Kinneman, who will be coming in, and he'll be unpacking all of the research that just has been done on the state of South Florida. It's going to be fantastic. So if you are a pastor or a ministry leader, you for sure want to make sure that you are in the room. We are going to be giving away all of the capabilities, all of the stuff, so that you could actually take this research and then leverage it even inside of your own church and actually measure your own congregation and the community surrounding you. So it's all 100% free. We're super excited with our friends at Church United to offer this to folks, Jonathan.
So how do people get, do they need to register? If so, how would they do that? And
Yeah. The best way to register right now is to go to churchunitedfl.com, churchunitedfl.com. And you can register for this event. It's just going to ask you real simple name, email address, and then how many folks you're bringing with you. If you're a pastor and you want to really get excited about this, maybe bring that associate pastor or maybe a really supercharged volunteer that is really interested in data. Believe it or not, the folks inside of your congregation actually do care about data and how it's used, and they would love to see how data could be used to transform the kingdom of God around us. And so this is what we're providing for churches free of charge. Again, it's October 6th. It's going to be from 9 to 12:30. If you're a senior leader or a senior pastor, you could stay for lunch. There will be lunch provided for everybody. It's going to be, again, down at Calvary Chapel in Fort Lauderdale. But everybody will leave with an entire kit, a toolkit, that they'll be able to unlock and harness the power of this data through BARMA and our friends at Clue. If you cannot make it, if that date does not work for you, Jonathan, the great news is our friends at Church United have also provided a way for you to receive that toolkit. All they have to do is go to the same place. They could go to churchunitedfl.com, and if you would like to download that toolkit, you could do that there. If you want to see more information about the state of South Florida, you could go to stateofsouthflorida.church. stateofsouthflorida.church. So again, this is going to be exciting. If you, Jonathan, you probably remember Barna, George Barna. You probably remember that name.
Sure.
And so Barna's been in the space now almost 40 years. And so they have been the leaders on research on the church and what is really working and not working inside of the church. You can imagine that the season that we've just come through, a whole lot has changed. And people's perspective on church and what's relevant. And, you know, just about 2 weeks ago, I was in New York City, and I was walking about 20 minutes from the hotel to the meeting that I had, which was about 20 minutes away. And as I was walking along all of those blocks to get to my meeting, I passed probably several hundred of people on those streets, just walking by them. And as I was looking at their faces and I was thinking about the environment that I was in, all I could think of is, in this moment in time, the church seems so irrelevant to what's happening to the people on the streets. It just seems so irrelevant. And I don't know how that statement hits you, Jonathan, but it was a very real moment for me, just walking through the streets. And I thought to myself, what an opportunity we have in this moment to become relevant and to begin to understand how we can best serve, how we can best show up in people's lives, and what does that look like. So I think what we're, what Church United is doing is just the beginning to really help us know better, know more, see more, do better, and really connect to cities and leaders in a way that I think is going to be transformative to the city movement. We had a group of pastors that got together at Treasure Coast just 2 weeks ago. And man, Jonathan, these guys were fired up. So I don't know what you're doing up there, what's in the water in your backyard, but they are really excited about the things of the Lord and impacting their community for Jesus. So,
Tim, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and to our listeners today. And as our family listens, you're going to hear we are playing many different many spots are going to be promoting this event, because we are in alliance with this vision to get the word out, to get the church equipped, properly ready to accomplish what we need to be doing right now. I was just reading in Amos about all of the people that are in the valley of decision and thinking about what the world has to offer people, and it's confusion, despair, and fear. But the Church of Jesus Christ that is truly presenting the gospel is a place where people can come to peace and come to salvation, and it is so important. And these are tools that are going to equip us in a much better way to do that. Once again, give the specifics, where the event is, when it's going to be happening, and the fact that there's no charge.
There's no charge. It's
no
been
charge.
Provided for by donors, and so it's all scholarship. Amen. And so people have reached in their pocket, and they've said,
awesome.
The marketplace has said, we want to provide this for you. And you know, Jonathan, we know one thing for sure, working with churches and trying to collaborate with churches, it's tough work. Pastors are not easy, and it's very, very difficult to get the church kind of aligned and moving in a great direction. But we do know that Scripture says that the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Amen.
And so it's with that that we make this investment, this sizable investment for such a time as this. So go, once again, October 6th to register for that event or to get your toolkit. Even if you can't come to the event, we will digitally send you the toolkit. We need you to go to churchunitedfl.com, churchunitedfl.com, and you can get started today. So we'd be super excited if you guys could join us. Again, it's free, and we just want to find really relevant ways to serve the churches and leaders in our, the community around us.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to go to that promotional spot that we have on our station, just so there's a identification with who you are, Tim, and what you're doing. And Tim, thank you for bringing leaders together and being a part of this great great opportunity.
Our pleasure, Jonathan.
If you serve in a pastoral role, join Church United and our special guest, Barna, as we unveil key insights from one of the largest research projects on what people inside and outside our churches in South Florida really think about God and the church. We'll be live with Barna President David Kinneman for the state of South Florida on Wednesday, October 6th at Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale. Join us for this highly interactive and collaborative gathering. Spots are limited, so RSVP today. Text EVENT to 844-986-4270.
Well, that was great to hear from Tim today, and I know Tim is a good friend of yours, Todd.
One of the producers of the documentary.
Okay, so he was involved in that. All right. So what else is on your heart today to share with our audience?
You know, Jonathan, we were talking when I first got here, is, and I shared a little bit earlier, but it's just the power of the testimony. And I think what happens so many times is, you know, somebody gets a healing or somebody gets the job they've been praying for or the relationship, you know, that they've been praying about, it works itself out. But then we just move on. And God's going, I brought you through all this. I blessed you in all these different areas. And all I get is, oh, thank you, Jesus. And we're off to the next thing. And I mean, I've just seen in my life just the power of people sharing their story, the healings that we've seen by people sharing their stories, just the encouragement that it brings. I mean, you may share your story and the person who you're sharing it with is sick and they don't get well, but maybe you encourage them to get through that next day, to get through that next treatment, to get through that next surgery. So I would just encourage everybody, just share your testimony. And you know, you always hear people go, well, I don't really have a testimony. I came to know Jesus when I was 5
we
years
all
old,
do,
you know.
Yeah,
but I always share with those folks, you have the best testimony in the world.
Yeah,
because look at everything God saved you from.
Yeah,
you know, and when you share that, people go, oh yeah, you know. I think, and I say, think about some of the friends that didn't come to know Jesus until later in life or didn't ever come to know him.
Yeah.
And look at all the turmoil and all the issues they went through. God kept you from that. And I'm not saying if you come to Jesus, you're not going to have any problems.
That's true.
Know.
That's true.
But he's gonna help you through those problems, and you're not going to have to depend on what the world has to offer.
Let's get Aiden to a microphone. Let's get a microphone over to Aiden. Aiden, we have a gentleman here, Todd Shoemaker, who... You just heard a bit of his story where he had multiple health conditions that were just destroying him. He basically, well, the movie's entitled what?
It's called Dead Man Running, the Todd Shoemaker Story.
Dead Man Running. Mm. You're a young guy. What does it say to you when you see someone talking about your faith in this kind of a way? How does that impact you as a young person in your thoughts? Does it give you hope when the world is kind of like coming apart, or how do you look at that? What question do you have for Todd today? Give him a hard question. Nail him down, because he's telling his God story.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to say, well, how do I know this is true? How can I apply this in my own life? How would you apply it?
Well, I just think it's amazing. Actually, I want to start off with asking a question. Did you have faith when you started off? 17 years.
You know, praise God, I came to know Jesus at a young age. Didn't always walk the walk, but came to know him at a very young age. And praise God, I was, you know, I'm married to a strong Christian woman who loves the Lord, and God blessed us with a lot of great people, you know, our inner circle that we like to call them, that walked us, you know, walked with us when I couldn't walk, walked with Laura when she didn't have the strength to walk.
And then how did you keep your faith through those 17 years? Because I had an example. My little sister went in for 6 months, and that was hard, to say the least.
To the hospital.
Yeah,
meningitis. That was real serious, Aiden.
She was not even a year old, but that was hard, and I can't imagine what 17 years of that would be like. How did you keep your faith through that?
Well, I mean, once again, it was having great people around me. But, you know, it's funny because as we've been doing this documentary, I'm having to see pictures and I'm having to see different videos that people did when I was really sick. Mm-hmm. And I'm always so surprised, and people are like, "You look so surprised." And I said, "Well, I am, because I never saw myself as that." Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't see myself as the sick guy. You know, I'm famously known, you know, as the man that refuses to die. Mm. But, you know, I never saw myself as that. When, I mean, I literally for years never turned a light on when there might be a mirror in the room. Mm-hmm. Because I saw myself as the marathon runner that I had been.
Yeah, talk about that for a minute, Todd, because Aiden doesn't know that side of the story. Yeah. You know, somebody listening to me today may say, "Oh, well, you know, maybe he was always sickly, and maybe this was, you know." But what was your life prior to this condition?
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing. I mean, growing up, I was always running. I mean, I didn't get my driver's license until I was like 19, and finally, it was like my parents were like, "You're going away to college. You have to have a license." But for me, I was just like, "I can just run everywhere. Mm. Like, why do I need a car?"
So you had excellent health.
Excellent health, and then, you know, in 2003, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I had open heart surgery to take that tumor out, because I didn't want to do chemo or radiation. And nothing against it, it's just God told me that's not what he wanted for me.
Yeah. Mm.
And praise God, I was pretty much cancer-free after the surgery. I mean, they got everything, but during that surgery, God gave me a vision and said, "I want you to start running marathons and sharing the gospel."
Mm.
So when I came out of that, I'm sharing that with my doctors and my wife, and they're like, "Well, you know, he's still on a lot of morphine and a lot of medications." But like days later, I was like, no, this is what God's telling me. And finally, my wife's like, "Well, when's the last time you ran?" Mm. And I said, "Well, for any length, probably 10, 15 years ago."
Wow.
Even though I was still in good shape, I just wasn't running, you know. I was doing other activities. So that started a journey of running, which allowed me to share the gospel, because I can run for hours, I just can't do it very fast.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So in these marathons, you know, there's, you know, a handful of us kind of in the back, and I always wore, God put on my heart to wear, my wife made these shirts that would have people's names on them that needed prayer, that couldn't run because physically they just couldn't do it. And some were folks that had passed away but had run a great race,
right,
you know, to heaven. And so obviously these people would go, what's the names about? So I would go into the names, but then that would lead to sharing the gospel. So in 2009, when I got sick again, you know, because I did okay for a few years, when I got sick again that year, you know, they told me I wouldn't make it through the year. But during that time, they also said, "You can't work anymore and you can't run anymore." So as a guy, I'm like, "Well, where's my identity?
What am I going to do?
What's my identity?" And right. praise God, my identity was in Christ.
Yeah, amen.
So I was able to fall back on that. So I didn't run for 10 and a half years. But every year God would say, "Go buy a new pair of running shoes." So every year I would, you know, the first time I did it, I was kind of like, "Okay, this is kind of cool. God's going to heal me tomorrow." And then it wouldn't happen. So when I started running again in 2019, a month after my healing, I had like just a closet full of shoes. now, a lot of those I had given away over the years to people who couldn't afford running shoes and different things. But, you know, I always looked at myself as a runner. I never looked at myself as the guy that's dying. So for me now, when I look at these pictures and some of these videos, I'm just like, really, that's me?
Mm-hmm. Because you never took on that identity.
I never took on that identity.
You always held on to your identity in Christ.
Yeah, and
that's powerful.
So, yeah, you know, and that's what I would encourage folks, whether you're going through a health issue, relational issue, whatever it might be, don't allow that to become your identity. Because if you are a follower of Christ, your identity is in Him. And nothing doesn't, illness, financial issues, relational issues, nothing can take that away. So keep living, you know, keep just living in the identity that I'm a son, I'm a daughter of Christ. He created me. He knows me better than anybody. I mean, God knew that my day was going to come for healing. I just had to keep believing that day would come.
So Aiden, how did you all hang on, you know, with your baby sister? I mean, you all are strong faith, family of faith. You guys pray together, study the word together, you stand in faith together, and yet you were facing a mighty mountain, just like, you know, Todd's talking about this.
I think, like he said, he never looked at himself. I think one thing that probably helped me and my little siblings, because there's six of us, including myself, but we couldn't see her because Corona had just hit, like, maybe a few months, maybe 6 months ago at most, probably.
Prior to it.
Mm-hmm. So we weren't allowed to go see her. Only mom and dad were able to. And it was just leaning on to God and just praying. I mean.
And she really had a miraculous recovery, too.
Yeah. She was basically dead on paper.
Yeah.
She wasn't responsive for
and nobody's days. nobody would say that, you know, at that time would not give any credit to that spirit of death. The whole family, we all stood in faith.
But for 3 days on paper she was gone. She didn't respond, nothing. Soon after she recovered, and I might have accidentally said 6 months. I think it was 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Not 6 months. That's a bigger amount of time, but it was still not exactly easy.
Yeah.
Now, just looking back, I can see his faithfulness, even though it wasn't the easiest of circumstances. Yeah.
So I love to see this because we're generations apart here.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have a young man that, you know, part of my passion is to see the vision of bringing the gospel to the multitudes. And this is one way to do it, through radio. And so, you know, you're sharing your story, Aiden's sharing your story today. But, you know, one day I'm going to be with the Lord. Todd, you're going to be with the Lord. And it may be that Aiden's the guy that's on the mic, or he's on the field, or he's running. And so, Aiden, it's exciting to see and hear you verbalize the reality of your faith, that it's not just a historical faith, but it is a relevant, real, today faith that you've seen in your own house. You hear Todd talk about it, but you've also seen it in your own house, and it's in your own life as well. I know you're a young man of faith. Amen.
Well, you know, Jonathan, one thing I wanted to share too, and to encourage the listeners, is, you know, it would have been very easy for me, and nobody would have blamed me for being the sick guy, because they would have said, my goodness, you know.
Yeah, with all you had going on, sure.
You know, but when I was told, you know, I couldn't work anymore, doctor said I'd never, ever run again, I said, God, I got to have purpose. Like, you know, I think I've shared with you before and your listeners, Jonathan, that, you know, from 2009 till 2019, I averaged 150 to 200 days a year in the hospital. And I said, and that's not counting the treatments, and that's not counting doctor's appointments and stuff. But I said, God, I got to have purpose. Like, I just can't exist. And he said, well, I've given you purpose. He said, when I had you running, you were putting on miles, you were touching people, sharing your story. But now I'm going to really have you running after souls.
Mm. Mm. Amen.
And those 10 years of being in the hospital so much in treatments and stuff, you know, I had the opportunity to share the gospel with over 1,000 people.
Mm. Wow.
And I never had to bring it up. People always brought it up. I never had to bring it up with anybody. So I would encourage your listeners, find your purpose during the storm. Because if you find your purpose during the storm, you may still walk through the storm, but there's going to be a peace about it. There's going to be a purpose behind it.
Mm. Amen. Karen, you've been quiet.
Just taking
you and Laura in. Have just been sitting here.
It was just, God is really amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Right.
And for me personally, hearing testimonies does more for me than any amount of preaching.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just because you hear and see what God has done in a life, and it really builds your faith, and it's very encouraging.
Yeah.
And you know, in our own families, I know Karen, in your family, we're praying and believing God for some breakthroughs. You know, mm-hmm. and many times we face things, we go through things in our lives, and we're dealing with all different levels of physical attacks, spiritual attacks, you know, that are kind of out there. I think about our family this past Sunday. My wife was leading praise and worship in our congregation, and she just started losing all of her strength, and she felt like she was passing out and could not stand up. And so they were able, you know, she was able to get into a chair. And one of the men said that the enemy is bold. Mm-hmm. He'll come right into a Sunday morning service and attack somebody. You know, he'll come right into your house. Here's your little sister, Aiden. You know, the enemy will come in and attack an innocent child. The enemy will come and attack your, you know, you're a runner. You're out there. You're communicating. You've already been healed once, and the enemy comes back, attacks again. And, you know, we face a lot of these things in our lives. But as God delivers us, that story, I sort of felt in my own life after having a pulmonary embolism and the doctor saying to me, that was in October, only one out of two lives with this. And he said, you're the one that lived. Mm. And he said, the other one, there's nothing we can do. And then COVID came, and with COVID, the hospital emergency room turned me out and said, there's nothing we can do for you. And would not, they wouldn't even take me in. They just turned me away. This was out of state. But that was another situation. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, with some blocked arteries that I just recently went through, you know, you look at these things and say, okay, someone would say, well, you know, everybody goes through stuff, right? But the difference is we have Christ in our life.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We face things. But we don't face them alone. We face them with the promises of God, with the testimony. Karen, awesome what you said, because we hear somebody else's testimony. Yeah. And then we hear, oh, well, if God did it for them, he's not a respecter of persons. God will do this for me.
Right.
So if you're listening today and God is touching your heart, stirring in your heart to believe and receive, I want to encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Believe right now. Todd, you were talking about this lady. Yeah. She's close to you. She's hearing the story.
Right.
And as she hears the testimony, she receives it and instantly received a healing.
Yeah.
Dave, you have something.
Well, as we come to a close on Wednesday Live, Barry had gotten a text from a young lady who was in our ad. Remember the ad we did that they
certainly
shot?
Sure.
Katie Brewster.
Yep.
And in the ad, she played a woman with two children, and she was going through a difficult time. And then she keyed in on her WCNO app, and the music gave her peace. Well, today she's in an actual situation like that. She lost her dad recently, and it's been very difficult for her and her family, and she's asking for prayer. So I would like
to close
with prayer. Father, Abba, Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Katie and her family to you.
Thank you, Father.
Lord God, they've been so faithful and so loving and serving you, Lord God, every day of their lives that that Jesus really just does use her in many ways. And right now, Father, she needs you. She needs your uplifting power. She needs Holy Spirit to move in her life to bring peace to her and her family. For this is a great loss for them. Father, and you know the depth of the loss in their hearts. Father, reach out and draw them close to your loving bosom, Lord God, your great presence,